You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Tuesday, I spoke to Joe Canham of Date Talk. He created Date Talk, which is this really cool youth Gen Z dating experience project thing where he interviews, him and his team interview a bunch of Gen Zers from the ages of 18 to 24 about what it's like dating in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So I chatted to him about that. That is set to release tomorrow. And it was a very great chat. He's a very lovely guy. And it's a very interesting project, and I can't wait for it to come out. To start off, for those who are unaware, what is Date Talk?
Yeah, so Date Talk is a 275-ish part video series that's rolling out this year on social media, all about dating with rangatahi.
275 part is pretty insane. How much work, like how much time did you put into preparing for this?
Well, we started this process in, I want to say, October of 2023. So we've been sort of hard at work since then, but the work really started probably around March last year. So yeah, we haven't completely finished because we're delivering a series in two phases. So what we've finished to date is the first 100 to 150 episodes. And yeah, we'll be rolling out that second phase through the first half of this year.
And what sort of inspired you to start this journey with Date Talk?
I think the main inspiration for me personally was just a curiosity, I guess, of what other people's experiences are, because personally, as someone who's from Tamaki Makaurau and I've been living down in Tahuna, Queenstown for the last 4 years, had a very interesting dating experience down there because it's a much smaller place, especially being part of a minority dating scene as well. And so it was a curiosity of just like, what is the dating experience like for other people, depending on their background and what they're looking for. And so, yeah, we really just wanted to speak to as wide a range of young people as we could and get those opinions and those perspectives. And that's what we've done.
And as you said, this Date Talk has a diverse range of young people involved in this. How did you and your team go about selecting those to be a part of this project?
So we called it the Participant Engagement Campaign. We did a search from about, I think it was late September to October-ish in 2024. And we sort of put the word out in our personal networks, and we also did an ad on Student Job Search, which was actually ended up being really good for us. We got most of our applications actually came through SJS, and that was a lifesaver, really. And so, yeah, we ended up with 36 participants, a good chunk of them from Tamaki because that's where we were shooting. But we also flew people in from other cities as well.
Nice. And why did you choose to go about Date Talk with 18 to 24 year olds in mind?
It was mostly to do with the opportunity that came up with New Zealand Air within my reach was the name of the initiative. And the mandate of that initiative is to create social first vertical video content for 15 to 24 year old audiences. And so we went for 18 to 24s as our participant base to relate to that audience just naturally. And so, yeah, it came about because of that opportunity that popped up for us. And because we sort of sit kind of within the age range ourselves. I mean, I'm the youngest on the creative team, and I'm sort of at the older end of Gen Z. So I sort of sit between Gen Z and millennial. Don't really know where I sit sometimes. But yeah, I think it's been really interesting actually speaking with that age group. And I think especially whether it's just our participants or everyone in Gen Z, super mature and super self-reflective. Mm.
And what was it like working with, did you say there was 36 people involved with Date Talk, 36 young people? What was it like working with this group specifically?
I found it working with 36 young Gen Z New Zealanders. It was a delight most of the time. It was just, there was so little friction. We didn't have a single note show to the shoot the week that we were shooting, and despite opposing perspectives at times, we did our interviews individually, so none of our participants actually met each other. But yeah, despite those opposing perspectives that we heard, everyone was always very respectful in the way that they communicated their opinions, which was quite surprising to me, actually. And so yeah, I guess there are some polarizing views in date talk, but they're expressed in a way that is respectful to the fact that, not everyone is going to agree with them.
That's very lovely. That's very lovely. And what would you say you would have learned through this process of creating DateTalk? Bit of a big question, I apologize, but here we are.
It's a good reflection. I think personally, the biggest learning is probably through that shoot. I realized that personally, I've had a quite an apps-focused dating approach since I sort of became an adult, and I sort of realized that there are a good subset of people out there who are not engaged with the apps at all. And so, pursuing some connections and opportunities in real life is a good thing to do as well. So, yeah, that's probably a change that I want to make to my own approach going forward.
Yeah, fair enough. I think because young people nowadays live in such a social age, and especially being like queer as well, you can't really tell on the street who's queer and who's not. So unless you're going to a specific like gay bar or like an area where there's like a lot of gay people, it's kind of difficult to meet people in that way, and it's just kind of like easier as well to meet people online. But no, I totally get that. And why did you choose to discuss dating through DateTalk in this sort of manner with these sort of one-on-one interviews with these young people?
I think the main reason that we did one-on-one interviews with people was that a big part of our whole shtick with Date Talk has been authenticity. So we wanted to get people individually in the room and get them as comfortable as we could to just share what was on their mind and not be influenced by other perspectives and personalities that might be in the room. So yeah, it was just about getting the most authentic view on, I guess, the state of dating in Aotearoa for Gen Z at the moment.
And looking back now, or if this were to get a second season, would you sort of change that approach, or would you keep it one-on-one once again?
I think some of the most fun interviews that I ran were actually with our couples. So we had most of our participants were single, or they were participating as individuals, but we had a couple of couples as well. And they just the energy that they brought, because every couple has their own dynamic. Those were super fun interviews to do, because you could just sort of point them in a direction and they would just keep talking. They'll just keep yapping for ages. I think, yes, probably in the future, I'd like to do more of that, where we're getting existing relationship dynamics in a room and just letting those sort of play out. But I think in terms of the way primarily date talk should be in the future, I guess we'll see how it's received as a one-on-one interview style. But I think it's a big part of date talk that we want to prioritize authenticity. So yeah, it would be a tricky one to see how we could create those, I guess, social experiment situations in a room where we have maybe opposing personalities or that kind of thing. I'm not sure if that's date talk. It might be something else down the line.
Fair enough, fair enough. And Date Talk is set to release on Valentine's Day on the 14th, which also coincides with Auckland Pride Month. Was this a specific reason, or is this just kind of something that just kind of happened?
Yeah, it just kind of really just happened. I think we spent so long in pre-production developing processes that would keep our participants safe through this whole process, that we didn't shoot it until November 2024. And my whole life has just been editing since then, really. And it's been a push to even get it done by Valentine's Day, but it felt right to do it on Valentine's Day. And we've got Valentine's Day, but then it's actually the following week is a Romantic Spectrum Awareness Week as well. So it's sort of just a along with Pride Month, it is just a great time, and it kind of just fell into place, but it has been a lot of work to actually make it all happen by this time.
Fair enough. Well, you've done great, because that is a lot of work. That is a lot of work. And how would you say queerness, how important would you say queerness is in a project like this?
What I would say about how queerness has influenced Date Talk is that we never sort of set out to represent queerness, but the voices that came to us through our application process ended up representing, I think, a really wide range of queer communities. And that's something that personally, I guess it's a priority for me. To get that diverse queer representation, because it was an opportunity for me to learn something as well. Yeah, because there's so many different kinds of people out there, and it was just a delight to speak to every one of them.
And what are you hoping to achieve with the release of Date Talk on the 14th?
Yeah, I think one of the overarching goals of Date Talk has always been to draw people in. Because we've got such a wide range of participants, we want to draw people in with something that they personally relate to. And then hopefully we can expose them to something that's foreign to them as well down the line. So yeah, I think it would just be to inspire open-mindedness and people being accepting of identities that are not their own.
Lovely, awesome. And where will Date Talk be available when it releases?
So we're releasing across social media. The video series will be watchable from Valentine's Day on Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, and Facebook.
That was Joe Canham of Date Talk, which is set to release tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.